Welcome to Remember and to Remember, Season 1, Episode 4. In this episode, we will discuss on the essence of social responsibility during Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, it is day 12 of Ramadan. Wow. Which happens to also fall on this beautiful Jummah Friday. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. May Allah accept all of our fasting as an act of ibadah. Ameen. Ramadan is not just about fasting and food, drink. It is also a time to reflect on our lives and how we can make positive impact on the world. The Quran and the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, peace be upon him, are filled with teachings on the importance of helping others and being compassionate towards those in need. One of the lessons from the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 195, وَأَنْفِكُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ بَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَحْسِنُوا إِلَّا يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Spend in the way of Allah and do not throw yourself in your own hands into destruction by refraining and do good. Indeed, Allah loves those who do good. These verse teaches us that we should not only abstain from harmful actions during Ramadan, but we should also make efforts to be actively doing good things. And this includes helping those in need, volunteering our time, donating to charity, and volunteering on so many different things in the community. There's so many ways we can actually do a lot of other good things in addition to fasting and all. One of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahih Bukhari, he said, the best of people are those who benefit mankind. And this hadith reminds us that the most beloved people to Allah are those who help others. During Ramadan, we should also make special efforts to reach out to those in need and make a positive difference in their lives. May Allah make it easy for us. I can also say that, you know, in addition to actually all of those things, you know, mentioned already, right? Getting the best out of Ramadan, it's all about doing a lot more as well. In addition to our salat, in addition to our siyam, our qiyam, you know, doing a lot of things that would actually, you know, boost our fasting and our ibadah. May Allah accept it as an act of ibadah from us. Donating to charity. There are many charities that help people in need during Ramadan. You can also donate money, food, clothing, you know, to help support their work. Helping a neighbor in need as well. Sometimes that's the best way to actually help others, is to simply to help those who are closest to us as well. Most importantly, our family as well. Let us be good to our family. Let us help our family. It's a lot going on. And, you know, during Ramadan, we can actually make a special effort to help our neighbors in need, such as by running errands for them or helping them to cook a meal for night. And in the spirit of Ramadan, it is a Ramadan as well. Let us all not forget about our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Sudan, Yemen, Syria, and Kashmir. May Allah ease all of their challenges in these trying times for them. And may Allah bless all of those who have passed away. Count them among the shuhada, inshallah. To wrap up this conversation and this episode, I'll say Ramadan is a time to reflect. Reflect on our lives and how we can best make impact in the world. I mean, positive impact. By doing what? By helping other people. Being compassionate to them. Can also make a Ramadan truly a meaningful experience. And our dua for today is going to be the remembrance of Allah from Surah Al-Ashr. هو الله لا إله إلا هو الملك الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المحمد العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله ما يشركون هو الله الخالق والبحر والمصور له اسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والارض هو العزيز الحكيم. He is Allah. There is no God worthy of worship except Him, knower of the seen and unseen. He is the most compassionate, the most merciful. He is Allah. There is no God except Him, the King, the most holy, the whole perfect, the source of serenity, the watcher of all, the Almighty, the Supreme, the Mighty, the Majestic. Glorified is Allah, far above what they associate with Him in worship. He is Allah, the Creator, the Inventor, the Shaper. He alone has the most beautiful names. whatever is in heavens and the earth constantly glorifies him, and he is almighty, all wise. May Allah continue to make it easy for us to be steadfast in our worship of him, and count us worthy of those that will be successful in this life and in the life after. Ameen. Do have a beautiful iftar, inshallah, and as-salam. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Reconnecting the Dots podcast. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insight to help you on your journey of personal growth. Remember to subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or Google Podcasts. And stay tuned for more episodes filled with exciting stories and topics to help you become the best version of yourself. Until next time, keep thriving for greatness.